When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go, juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car on Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost. My turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jedi scum.
I will be the most powerful Jedi ever.
Lord Vader.
Soon the rebellion will be crushed.
It's a trap!
No. Fulfill your destiny.
It's unfair.
Liar!
Impressive. Most impressive.
What have I done?
I am the father.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Coming up, it'll be my first birthday as a married woman, and as luck would have it, I don't really believe in luck, but I'm using my air quotations, as luck would have it, the New Jersey Symphony Orchestra is doing a performance of Return of the Jedi on my birthday weekend. Huh. What are the chances that the Hubs gets some ideas in his head? Now, see, the thing is, he listens to the show. It's okay, babe. Whatever you have planned is going to be amazing. I'm just saying that's an option.
I know Bobby's got him already.
If you know Bob, he might actually. He suspiciously not mentioned my birthday at all. So I would think that something is going on, or he's thinking about it because he hasn't even mentioned it. And we're just a few weeks out.
Yeah, he's plotting. He's scheming something.
I shouldn't say a few weeks. I should say it's exactly a month from Thursday. And actually what we found out is that his oldest son is getting married this year. His fiance has the same birthday as me.
Wow.
So now there are going to be two of us in the family with the same birthday. And we're really a lot alike too, which explains a lot. So the birthday is on the horizon. My first as a married woman. Interesting. In fact, this time last year, we were just starting to get to the point where we thought this could be something. Because this is kind of cool. On Wednesday, so if you're already awake on your Thursday, it would be yesterday, but Wednesday, March 6th was my 1 year anniversary of my last first date. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
You go on first dates. For me, it was years and years and years and years and years and years and years of first dates. And honestly, more first dates than second dates because, oh man, dating stinks. It really does. It stinks a lot of the times. Sorry to be so discouraging. The thing is, you don't need a million options. You just need one. If you want to get married and you want to find your partner in life, you don't need them all to work out. You just need one. Well, a year ago, Wednesday was my last first date. And if you haven't seen my post on Twitter, we went fishing because that's what Bob loves to do. And I kept dropping my fishing pole to take photos of what was a glorious sunset. It turned out that the photos were just as dynamic as the date. And so 1 year later, it's kind of fun to look back on that. And Jay, both of us actually bought a gift for the other to remember, to kind of memorialize this particular date. And it's really cool. I'd have to take a picture maybe. I don't know if I would share it publicly, but there's this company that does little plaques with the longitude and latitude of an event, right?
Yeah,
or a location.
Gotcha.
And then they write the date and they write the location with the coordinates, and they print out the map, right? Where that location is right in the middle with a little heart in our case, and they frame it. They put it in a, you know, like a hard plastic frame, and he got our pond where we went fishing memorialized in this, yeah, in this really cool plaque. I bought him a two-part gift, and the first part showed up on Wednesday. So the second part, I have to be careful what I say. The second part should be arriving on Thursday, but the first part is a sign, and these are his two favorite things in the world, probably even more than me: gone hunting, and when I return, I'll be gone fishing.
Nice.
So yeah, so those are his two favorite outdoor activities in addition to hiking. And so that we each bought each other a bit of a memento of the first ever fishing date in my life and my last ever first date.
That was unplanned?
The fishing?
No, the buying each other a memento for the day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't know he did anything.
That's
and
cool.
He didn't know I did anything.
Nice.
And so we each were able to surprise each other.
Love
yeah,
that.
We enjoy doing that. It's kind of fun. I honestly, between you and me and the fence post, I think we enjoy trying to outdo each other.
Well, that's good.
Because for Valentine's Day, we bought each other two cards apiece.
Two cards? What are you going to do, three next year, four the year after
no.
that?
No. This is the first time. Stop it. We're allowed to be all excited about our first Valentine's Day as newlyweds. Oh gosh, we haven't even gotten to the honeymoon yet, right? So we still have a lot of fun stuff on the horizon, but we do have a countdown. We are now just over 50 days.
50 days.
50 days, just over 50 days to the honeymoon.
It's gonna fly.
I thought
slow
you meant
and quick at the same time. It's gonna be like until those days, it'll be like, oh, come on. Then it'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm leaving in 2 days.
I thought you were asking me if we were going to fly to Hawaii.
Oh, no,
and
yeah.
I was thinking, as opposed to taking a boat,
swim
the Pacific.
It's possible, I suppose.
No, it's not possible. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's coming up. We need to start now, actually. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm so happy that you all enjoyed the conversation with Matt the Musher. I know some of you don't agree with dog sledding and dog racing, and that's okay. That's certainly your prerogative. But I know Matt, and I know what he's told me about the sport. They care about the dogs more than they care about anything else. I mean, they're committed to the dogs. These dogs are treated very well. Well, I can't speak for every kennel and every team, of course, but they're trained, they're cared for. I know Matt, his family, and the kennels he works with. He's a nurse, for heaven's sakes. He's into life saving. He's not into, taking advantage of people or dogs. He loves the dogs, like loves them. In our personal conversations, the videos and photos that he shares, I know that he absolutely adores the dogs, and they're the most important thing to him. So this is a sport, certainly, that can be grueling, it can be brutal, and can be dangerous, and in some cases can even be one that causes injury or loss of life to the animals and to the people, actually. But that is worst case scenario, and they do everything they can to prevent it, to the point where, yeah, they even airlift dogs out of there. They don't airlift people, they airlift dogs out of there so that they can get proper care if they're injured along the way. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on On the Facebook page, we've got the link so that you can see Matt on YouTube come Monday. He's a hoot. And actually, I don't know if he's allowed to use choice language sometimes when he's out in the middle of a trail or out in the middle of winter. Not only does he look funny because it's so cold and snowy and icy, but he also uses some choice language. So I'm not sure if that's allowed on the YouTube channel, but be forewarned. And he's just so much fun. He has a great sense of humor. And, of course, we've developed quite a relationship with him. So that link is on our Facebook page. And also, you can find his page, too, if you want to go directly there. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, thanks for all your reaction. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Coming up this hour, Dave Canales had a really cool interview with Kay Adams, so former NFL Network morning host. She now has her own show, Up in Adams, very popular. Lots of great connections in the NFL. And Dave Canales was asked not only about Bryce Young, but also about a possible reunion with Russell Wilson he's worked with before. So we'll get his answer. Joe Flacco talks about a possible return to Cleveland. And in addition to that, Aaron Rodgers has resurfaced. I don't know where he's been. I have no idea. I just know that he's still Aaron Rodgers. Oh, and forget Aaron Rodgers. George Brett, like you've never heard him before. Jay and I are flabbergasted. Like, we don't understand. We just don't understand. And he takes it so seriously, too. I can't give it away. No,
he's not kidding, though.
No, he's not kidding. Yeah, this is not like his idea of humor. He's being dead serious.
Very serious, yeah.
Right, okay. So anyway, I don't want to give it away. That's all coming up before the end of the show as we get into the second hour here. We'll do a little bit on baseball. We started out with some basketball, the pro style, in college hoops. Couple of really emotional moments from Wednesday that we wanted to share with you. So yeah, good stuff as we head through these next couple hours. I would say that right now the top stories are still building toward what is coming on the horizon for the NFL, and that's legal tampering to start next week. That's when teams can finally officially out in the open, not under cover of night, negotiate with potential free agents, right? So the guys that are likely to hit free agency may not, I suppose, if they agree to terms to stay where they are. But in the final couple days of the 2023-24 league year, teams can talk to players that are still officially on other teams' rosters, which, of course, during the season, any other time of the year is tampering. That leads us right into the official start of the league year, which is middle of next week. Oh, of course, right when we're getting ready to go into March Madness. I swear the NFL does it on purpose. Anyway, teams are now going through major salary dumps. I mean, that's what's happening right now. And if you're a member of Bills Mafia, well, you saw the headlines on Wednesday, some big names that were released because the Bills had a major salary cap problem, even with the extra 30-plus million. Two captains in Jordan Poyer on the defensive side, the longtime safety, the former All-Pro and Pro Bowl safety, as well as center Mitch Morse, who is a captain on the offensive side, cornerback Tre'Davious White as well. They had also released their running back and returner Nyheim Hines. I mean, these big moves are saving them about $26 million under the cap. But it definitely feels like, would you say an end of an era? Maybe not that drastic, but it feels like a major turning of the corner for the Buffalo Bills. In fact, Tre'Davious White was a draft pick of Sean McDermott. So you're talking about a guy who came in with Sean and is now a salary cap casualty. We'll see what the Bills are able to do moving forward. But I'm a big fan of Jordan Poyer. His leadership, his intensity, I think he's clever and he's a crafty, savvy veteran. And so I'll be interested to see where he pops up. I know that he is 32. He ended up going back to the Bills last year. And to me, it's going to be really weird to see the end of kind of the 1-2 punch there in that backfield with Poyer and Micah Hyde. Micah Hyde's also about to become a free agent. And so it does feel like a change in the guard, if nothing else. I'm using some of my cliches, my sports cliches, end of an era, changing of a guard. Here's Ian Rappaport on more of this Bills situation.
The Buffalo Bills were over the cap by a lot, by tens of millions of dollars, about $40 million, a little more over the cap. Still working to get there, but they had to make the kind of painful decisions that very good teams with a lot of high-priced good players have to make eventually. If you want to keep this going, if you want to remain in the playoffs, you want to do it with a quarterback that's getting paid a lot of money, you got to make some tough choices and cut some respected veterans.
Except they brought back Mitch Trubisky. They've re-signed Mitch. Remember, Mitch was released by the Pittsburgh Steelers a couple of years there. He had a couple of opportunities, but lost a starting job to Kenny Pickett, and then they both lost their jobs to Mason Rudolph, who they would like to bring back. So Pickett and Rudolph, maybe we'll see if they go with another quarterback. Well, they will have to go with another quarterback to round out their room, but it won't be Trubisky. He is headed back to Buffalo. So that's kind of interesting. But that's one where he is familiar and comfortable and could back up Josh Allen. It's crazy how cyclical life in professional sports can be, right? Last year it was Kyle Allen who backed up Josh Allen, but he's also set for free agency. So just a ton of movement already, and we haven't even gotten to that legal tampering period. And of course, the projected or potential movement among quarterbacks could be ground shaking in the NFL. I'm kind of waiting. I feel like we, at this point last year, had at least some of the answers, but right now we have zero answers about what's to come. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to Jesse, who's in Wisconsin. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Congratulations on the marriage.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So being in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, I grew up a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
How?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. Mike Allstott, I think.
There you go. My gosh.
So what's Tampa going to do this year? How's their season going to turn out?
Yeah, I actually love their defense right there. They've got to either replace some veterans or re-sign some veterans. But the defense is really good under Todd Bowles once they found their footing last season. And then if they can get Baker back for a second year, that keeps them consistent. They already re-signed Mike Evans. I know, again, they've got some other pieces that they have to deal with. But to not have to change again at quarterback would be huge because they went from Tom Brady to Baker Mayfield. If they go with a third quarterback in 3 years, it's just a lot of upheaval. Constant change in sports equals constant losing. So I hope they can build on what they did last season. But yeah, I like that Todd Bowles has quietly found himself a new home in the NFL where it was really tumultuous with the Jets. But man, he's been good in taking over for Bruce Arians.
I agree. What do you think they do in the draft?
That's a good question.
I saw, Coleman, the wide receiver?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they add to their weapons, sure. Obviously, they had a couple injuries at wide receiver last year, but certainly could grab some more depth. Not that they're going to do this early on, but also, you know, they got to figure out what they want to do to replace some of the veterans, right? The defensive veterans too. So we'll see. I mean, I think, again, they're in a good spot. I think they have the core building blocks in place. And I just hope they're able to find a little more pop for the offense outside of, you know, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, because remember last year, at the end of last year, even when they made the playoffs, they still were kind of scuffling along offensively.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate it. Have a good night. I listen every night on my way home, so keep rocking on.
All right, Jesse, good to talk to you. Bucks fan in Wisconsin. Thank you so much for calling. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. If you think about the Milwaukee Bucks, I knew I was going to do that. If you think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're not the Bucks. The Buccaneers, their offseason, the big move, of course, the first thing anyway, was that they had to re-sign Mike Evans, which they've done. Now, obviously, they're trying to shore up Baker Mayfield. Now, I do think that Baker wants to go back there. As much as it's a smart business move for him and his team to take meetings with other franchises. So I've heard Atlanta, which I think is crazy. But I mean, Atlanta would be dumb not to at least investigate the option. I'd even heard the Patriots, but I'd heard that it was like low on his list to go to New England, that he would maybe take a New England meeting if some of these others didn't pan out. But it's smart because Baker and his team want to try to drum up extra money. They want the Buccaneers to give him a commensurate offer. I don't think they're going to pay him $40 million a year. And I don't think any team's going to pay him $40 million a year. I could be wrong, but I can't imagine. So if all things are equal and you can milk a little more money out of the Buccaneers because they're afraid of losing you somewhere else and they want to make sure that you stay home, well, then that's huge, right? To not have a third quarterback in 3 years, I think is a big deal. So you got other names, though, like Lavonte David and Devin White in terms of free agency. Again, so if you're not going to keep these guys, then you're going to have to find a way to replace them with cheaper options. But, yeah, it's tough. I'm trying to think about some of the other ones too. Antoine Winfield is another name that I know I've heard in terms of free agency. And so you are looking at not just veterans, but leaders in your locker room. They do have some question marks. They have a bunch of guys that they need to either pay or they need to replace, one of the others. And that's kind of how this NFL that we love so much can turn upside down in the course of a year. Free agency has changed so much. We know that half the playoff field turns over every year. We saw it again this season. And so when you've got guys who are used to winning, they don't want to take less money. Maybe they're later in their careers. They feel like it's maybe their last big free agent deal. Well, then, yeah, they're likely to leave even if they love where they are. And with rosters changing every offseason, teams can go from worst to first. Teams can go from the toilet to the top. Why am I so weird? On Twitter, A-Law Radio. There's a reason why toilets are...
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
On my mind. You'll hear it coming up. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Steve Ballmer made quite a stir when he was part of the groundbreaking or the ribbon cutting, can't remember which one it was, for the new Clippers arena. And he was standing on site yelling about toilets, yelling about the fact that they would have extra toilets.
Toilets!
In their brand new arena. No one has ever gotten more excited about toilets than Steve Ballmer. Not the same enthusiasm from a baseball Hall of Famer, but I was relatively intrigued and also taken aback to hear George Brett in an interview with KCTV5 in Kansas City about a memory from the old Yankee Stadium before the new one was opened up.
I remember when they took down Yankee Stadium. A friend of mine was vice president of the Yankees back then, Arthur Richmond. And I called him. I said, Arthur, I'll pay for this. I want someone to go in there before they demolish that stadium and go get a urinal out of the Yankee Stadium locker room. The one that Babe Ruth went to the bathroom and the one that Lou Gehrig, the one that Reggie. I want one of those in my house, and he couldn't get it for me.
Why?
But how great would that be to have Babe Ruth's urinal in your house right now?
I don't know. I'm a chick, so I don't use a urinal. Jay, this one's for you. How cool would it have been to secure a urinal from Babe Ruth's days have it in your house?
That's disgusting.
I don't understand. Of all the memorabilia you could have from Babe Ruth, you're a Hall of Famer, and what you want is the receptacle that he peed in?
It's the grossest, one of the grossest things I've heard. To put that in your own house, one, I don't know many households that have a urinal in it. How do you
apparently it's something that George Brett ascribes to, is a urinal in his household.
It's going to stink.
But also, like, where would you put it? Do you hang it on the wall?
You'd have to, right? Or just kind of, unless you just prop it up
so
somewhere.
So then you bring in a contractor and you have him take out part of your wall so that he can install the Babe Ruth urinal?
If you want it to be functional and, like, flush and not just stink and be disgusting, which it'll be anyway, but yeah, you'd have to, right? You have to cut down the whole wall, fix the plumbing. It's a whole operation to get that urinal up in the wall. I don't know. I've never been to a house that has a urinal in it, ever.
Right. The only place you see urinals generally are public bathrooms.
Public bathrooms, like stadiums.
Now, again, girls don't have urinals in their bathrooms, at least not that I've ever encountered. However, when I was in seventh grade, my mom was a teacher at our school, and another friend of mine who also was there early because her father was the principal, we were really curious. We'd never seen a boys' bathroom before. And so we thought we were in the clear. There's nobody else in the building. It was quiet. It was like an hour before school started. We decided we would just check out the boys' bathroom and see what it looked like. Can I tell you the truth? We didn't even know what those things were. They were hanging on the wall. We had no idea what they were.
Toilets!
Well, right. So we couldn't figure out why the toilet looked like that and why it was hanging on the wall like that. Anyway, after a brief discussion about it, we decided, well, we better get out of there. As we start toward the door, the 80-year-old French teacher walks in and nearly has a heart attack. Oh, yes. We got in so much trouble. He was just floored, and he was flummoxed, and he started stuttering and yelling, and he got red in the face.
Mad?
He was really upset that there were two young girls in a men's bathroom. And so, yeah, we got in so much trouble, detention and all that jazz, because the French teacher, we nearly caused him to have a cardiac arrest. What?
He snitched.
Well, he did, but also, I mean, he got very upset. His face turned red. He was one of those older gentlemen with big, white, bushy eyebrows. Mm, yeah.
Another one. Another kind.
Uh-huh. So we didn't get away with it. And still, we couldn't ask him what those things were on the wall because he was so upset. So, yeah, we had to. We didn't have the internet back then, so we had to ask someone else. I'm pretty sure we asked my mom what those things were. Anyway, urinals can be a little bit... they can be a little bit icky.
You gotta buy, like, cakes for them.
You have to buy what for them?
Urinal cakes.
Cakes?
Yeah. Well, it's not as like it sounds. They go, they sit, like, in the urinal, so they collect, like, the liquids and like, the smells. And they're disgusting,
no!
Like, machines.
Yeah,
I don't know why you would want one
in
your house.
It's so gross. Why, George Brett? Why, George Brett? Why? He goes on KCTV5 because... if they end up demolishing Kauffman Stadium, there's just one thing he wants.
I grew up in locker rooms my whole life. And when I built this house, I have a urinal. In fact, we have five of them in this house.
What?
I'm going to exchange one, and I want to get a urinal out of Royal
a urinal.
Stadium and put it in my house.
All right, he says
That's
urinal.
That's the only thing I want. I don't want a seat.
I just want a urinal. Wait, can we hear it again? Five urinals in his house? Urinals?
I grew up in locker rooms my whole life. And when I built this house, I have a urinal. In fact, we have five of them in this house.
What?
I'm going to exchange one, and I want to get a urinal out of Royal Stadium.
A urinal.
And put it in my house. That's the only thing I want. I don't want a seat.
Who is he exchanging it with?
I don't get it.
Who wants George Brett's used urinal from his house?
Okay, just one other person. All I'm asking, is there anyone else out there listening who has a urinal in his or her home? He's got five in his house? His poor wife. I hope he has someone to clean those puppies. I can't even talk about the cake thing that you just... Anyway, anyone else listening? That's it. I just need one person out there who actually has a home that you built with a urinal or that you purchased with a urinal.
I don't want a seat.
I'm assuming he doesn't mean seat to the toilet, but he means seat from the stadium. What? They're not all that function. I mean, they're functional part of the time, I suppose, but why can't you just use a toilet?
Well, if it's yours, you could do whatever you want with it, right? I don't want to get too
what
graphic.
What if you use it as a planter?
Yeah. You could
have you ever
anything.
Seen that?
Yes.
I one time took I had to replace a toilet in a condo. And my mom and her husband, my mom's husband was the one that replaced it. And he takes it out and he puts it on the front lawn. Well, you can't leave it there. Oh, just use it as a planter. I was like, okay, I'm not going to insult anyone. I don't live out in the country where I'm going to use a urinal or a toilet as a planter. But I suppose George Brett could get away with anything. Just one person. That's all I'm asking. 855-212-4227. Do you have a urinal in your home?
I couldn't imagine anyone wanting one.
Do you want a urinal in your home?
They don't do anything for you that you'd be like, oh, yeah, like, this is why I have a urinal over a toilet. Like, this is the reason. There's no reason other than I'm nuts.
Well, it's easier, theoretically. But it's also gross. It's just gross.
It's the grossest thing.
And this is coming from a dude. So anybody out there, find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, I just need one person who would cop to having a urinal. Or maybe George Brett is singing your song. Maybe that's the same thing you want from Yankee Stadium. The urinal that Babe Ruth peed in.
But how great would that be to have Babe Ruth's urinal in your house?
It would not be great at all. Wouldn't you rather have his bat? I mean, maybe not if you're George Brett because you were a world-class hitter yourself. But why that?
Why did he...
See, I'm a visual person. I don't need any of these images. I don't.
He asked someone to go ask for that
urinal.
Yeah,
the vice president of the Yankees.
He didn't do it himself, so he knew it was like a bit of a weird request, I would guess.
It's a stretch.
How do you ask that? Hey, Mike, can we... That urinal on the wall there, can I have it for George Brett? What's the response? How do you get it off? How do you exchange it? How do you?
Well, if you're demolishing the stadium, I could understand that they're getting, they're probably doing a sale of a lot. Well, I don't know. The Yankees sell things. Maybe they allow their employees to come in and take things. You wouldn't think that the urinal would be a popular item. So maybe George Brett just thought he'd get it for free before they put it out on the curb. Or maybe that's just in my neighborhood to put it out on the curb.
True. If they're going to put it on the curb, I guess just give it to them anyway, right?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, then. George Brett's private life.
Toilets!
From KCTV5. Also, that's way TMI.
He was so serious.
It's one thing.
He was, not
okay,
smiling,
just out of curiosity,
laughing.
Because you brought this to me before the show. How did you come across George Brett expounding poetically on the value of urinals?
This is where I'm a little concerned about my algorithm on X, because this is, I didn't search for this. I didn't see a headline. I didn't see anything. I literally just refreshed the page, and there it was. George Brett talking about Babe Ruth's urinal and how he wants it. And if they demolish Kauffman Stadium, he wants a urinal, not a seat. I was like, what is this? Where did this come from? And yeah, that's what he did. That's what George Brett did yesterday.
Huh. It's interesting. To a point, now I just don't, I wish I didn't know about Babe Ruth having a urinal and George Brett wanting it.
I didn't know they had urinals back then.
I mean,
it was like a kind of a
whether it's
kind
a
of
trash
situation.
Can or a bucket or an actual apparatus on the wall, what's the difference?
It's true.
Why did you do this to me?
Our phone lines are lighting up, but I'm getting a little concerned.
No, I need to know. If there's anybody out there who has a urinal hanging on the wall in their home, I need to hear it. A-Law Radio. We were just talking about first dates and glorious sunsets, and now we're on peapots.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Upgrade your home now at Blinds.com's anniversary sale. And celebrate savings up to 50% off premium window treatments for years to come. Shop for your house from the comfort of home. For modern, Roman, and woven wood shades, shutters, motorized options, and more. 100% online. Blinds.com invented the better way to shop. No salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. You can do the measuring and installation yourself or have Blinds.com handle it. Unlimited windows for just one low cost. Our design experts can help you select the perfect styles to fit your home and your budget. Totally free. We'll even send you samples fast and free. At Blinds.com, you get upfront pricing with no hidden fees, free shipping, plus our 100% satisfaction guarantee. So raise a toast to Blinds.com and make this an anniversary sale to remember. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm going to get one out of them. I'm going to get one. If they demolish that stadium, I promise you, I'm going to go there in the middle of the night with the guy that built this house, and I'm going to say, come on, we got to figure out how to get one of these things out of here.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
George Brett gets so excited talking about urinals, and if Kauffman Stadium gets demolished, gets replaced, he wants one of the Royals urinals. Having failed in his attempt to get one of the urinals from the old Yankee Stadium that Babe Ruth would have peed in. Just a bunch of your reaction on social media. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Pax says, yes, I want one. My wife said no. He goes on, it would be in the man cave bathroom. What better way to feel like a true man cave? That's interesting. I didn't know all man caves had bathrooms. In fact, my new husband, he's not really getting a cave all to himself, but he's getting a nook. That's the most we have in my smaller house, only 1,300 square feet. We've got a spare bedroom that has kind of a wing off the side of it. He's getting this nook. Antlers, if he wants, paintings of deer, signage, his own TV, a recliner. Thank God there is no room for a urinal in the bathroom that's closest to his man nook. I call it a man nook on purpose just to make him blanch because it's not really a cave. But if he wants to hang a blanket over the, make it a fort, he can if he wants to. Let's see. Also on Twitter, Deuce says having anything in your home that was used by Babe Ruth would be cool. A urinal wouldn't be my first choice, but I'd probably still be interested. Oh, heavens. Justice finds us on Twitter. Deion Sanders, I believe, has urinals in his homes. Let's see. Elaine says, oh my gosh, with the urinal, let alone the guy has five, made you snort. Yes. Yes, it did. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. All right. We asked. You are responding. Billy is in Baltimore. Billy, let me hear it. Billy.
Am I on?
You're on, sir. Are you Billy in Baltimore?
Oh, this is Bert. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Okay. Hi, Bert in Baltimore.
So before I touch on the main topic, I wanted to follow up to see if you've tried to sell hubby on the fact that Jay is coming on your honeymoon to do a show.
Oh, yeah. No, see, here's the thing. I haven't dropped that on him yet. I still have about 55 days to work on that.
All right. So the urinal thing, something I had never thought of, but a friend of mine in 2005, Steve Daneman, came in second in the World Series of Poker. And he's an accountant. Won over $4 million.
Whoa!
He banked all of it except for $30,000, which he turned his basement into a poker-playing man cave with a fully decked-out bathroom.
Okay. You know,
12 different sprayers in a shower from every direction, the ceiling, the floor, blah, blah, blah.
Whoa.
So I get invited over to play cards at the unveiling. Have to take a leak, excuse my language. I walk into the bathroom, and the first thing I see on the left is a urinal. And I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And speaking to a man married for 22 years, you know what his wife never has to do? Tell him to put the seat down.
Well, I hope after 20 years she doesn't have to do that anymore.
He never has to clean up any of his mess because there's no way to miss when there's a urinal on the wall.
Well,
stay married for a few more years, you might even want one.
No, because it's only 2 months in, and he already knows that if the seat is left up, we've got problems. There are hills I'm prepared to die on, and that's one of them. But also, producer Jay is nodding while he's shaking his head vociferously. He says it's not true that you can't make a mess with that apparatus.
Fair enough. Well, you guys have a great night. Love the show.
All right. Thank you, Billy. I'm sorry, Bert in Baltimore. Great, Jay. You disagree with it, man. You got his name wrong.
If I say Billy and I say it three times and you say yes, your name's Billy at that point. Sorry, Bert.
Tim finds me on Twitter and says he'd love to have one. Okay. I guess we struck a gold mine here. Wait, there was someone on Facebook too as well. Hold on. I just saw it. About urinals and man caves. And I guess that's the thing. If it's your own space and you can turn it into whatever you like. Scott says he has a urinal in his house for his man cave. Wow, these are pretty extensive man caves.
See, these are all in man caves, meaning like they're a novelty because it's not actually a realistic item to have in your house to go to the bathroom
right,
in.
Let's just say your guest bathroom on the main floor. So if you do have a guest bathroom, I happen to have two bathrooms in my house. One's on the main floor for visitors. And I can't imagine having a urinal in there.
It's embarrassing. Could you imagine walking in?
Thank you, Jay. Greg says, seems a urinal would be easier to keep clean. No, it's gross. No. let's see. 855-212-4227. Brandon is in Michigan. Brandon, what do you think?
Hey, Amy, love the show.
Thank you.
So I got a buddy that he does his own mechanic work on the side, and he has a half bath off his bathroom that has the actual urinal in it. He says it's just easier for him to get in there, do what he needs to do, and get out. So, I mean, I guess I can understand that.
Okay, so then he's got a bathroom, like a real bathroom that he shares with his family, and then he's got another half bath off that bathroom?
It's the half bath is off the garage.
Oh, off the garage.
It's easy for him to get in real quick, you know?
Gotcha, gotcha.
So I was telling James, I actually run a home inspection business, and I see urinals all the time in houses.
Really?
So it's not uncommon. And it's kind of going off what you guys are saying. It's majority of the time, they're in man caves or basements.
Okay.
So it's just a guy thing. They want urinals, and they don't smell. Usually they don't smell. There are the waterless urinals, which they tend to stink a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But the ones with just the water in, it's basically a toilet with no seat, right? Just kind of upright.
Interesting. So. Well, you know what this reminds me of? Have you ever gone camping, like in a trailer, a fifth wheel, something like that? Or even if you're on an airplane and you use one of their toilets, you're supposed to leave a little water above that flap that helps you flush, because that's how you prevent the smell. So I can understand that the waterless ones might be a little.
Yeah, they're not my my favorite, but hey, it's what people want, I guess.
Well, that's interesting that they're usually confined to man caves. That tells you a little something about who makes the decisions in these homes, huh?
Yeah, that's it too, right there.
All right, Brandon, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Love the show. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's quick get to Matt in Maryland, because we got, no joke, a minute, 15 seconds. Go, Matt.
I'm astonished that you cannot believe that someone would not install a urinal in their home. It's a man thing. It's something you would not understand.
That's true, and I'm happy
it's
about
convenient.
That.
Convenient. It's like you're peeing outside. It's great.
No, it's not.
And it's more private. You don't splatter. You know, we don't have to have good aim like our wives and girlfriends insist that we do.
Yes.
We don't have to worry about putting up the seat or putting it down.
Okay. So where's yours,
Matt?
Many
advantages to having a urinal.
Where is yours?
Where's mine?
Yes.
In the main right off my bedroom.
Main bathroom. You've got a regular toilet and you've got a urinal.
Yeah, and you can keep it cleaner.
Uh-huh. And did you put this in yourself, or was it already there?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Impressive. How does your wife like it?
My third wife or fourth wife?
Any of the wives.
No. For some reason, they don't like it.
Oh, I wonder.
They can look down inside it or something. I don't know what the
thing is. I wonder why that is. All right, Matt. Well, thank you so much for that.
Thank you for your time.
That insight. Oh, yes. Third or fourth wife. I'm wondering, is there a correlation there with the urinal?
I'm not saying it.
Jay is so freaked out right now. So freaked out. Could you imagine going to your mom and being like, hey, can we put in a urinal?
No.
Or your sisters. Could you imagine? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.